this is Ordinary Life on Coast Access Radio with Kitty Doyle and Meg Kiriakou. And do you want to do the whole sponsor bit, Emma?
All right.
Go on then.
Ordinary Life is sponsored by Cover Yours, your trusted insurance broker. Contact them on coveryours.co.nz.
From quote to claim, they're in your corner. There you go. Excellent.
Thanks, Kitty.
And we are not doctors and we're not medical professionals and all that stuff. So you don't have to take our advice, but we are
experts on us.
Oh, we're getting quite good at this intro bit. And this week we have decided that we would like to talk about the issue of smell.
Or more specifically, losing your sense of smell.
I was going to say, it's an issue that stinks.
Oh my God.
I'm so funny.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing to sniff at, Kitty.
Oh.
Ba-dum-tsh.
It is
actually something that kind of goes under the radar a lot.
It's not to be sniffed at.
Yeah, it's not to be sniffed at.
Sorry.
It's another invisible non-motor symptom, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So by non-motor, because we talk about in Parkinson's motor and non-motor, but we just mean moving or not moving
it's
stuff.
It's stuff.
Yeah.
It's things.
And you've got some personal experience, haven't you?
Well, yeah, because I remember I've had Parkinson's for over 9 years now.
Crikey.
And I know. And
congratulations.
Wait, thank you. I feel so proud. And
you should.
Wow. Yeah. And early on, you know, once they told me that my pills were working, so that meant I didn't have motor neuron disease and I only had Parkinson's, words you never think you're going to say. One of the other things they said to me was, how's your sense of smell? And I was like, why? Mm-hmm. Can you smell things? I was like, yeah, I can. And they said, that's weird because it's often the first thing to go when you have Parkinson's. Now, I don't know if this is true because I think you've still got a sense of smell, haven't you?
Yeah, I think I may have a little bit of smell loss, but I still smell things pretty normally, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, right? Because I can still smell stuff a bit. But I had noticed it had changed.
Mm.
Particularly unpleasant smells I seem to be able to pick up, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But my kids and my husband try not to, I don't know, they're a bit wary of it because I have said to them, for example, I have a great excuse to buy scented candles because I was going to lose my sense of smell one day. And I just hope that day would never come.
Yeah.
And then I picked something up the other day and my daughter said, oh, that stinks, doesn't it? And I kind of looked at her and I took a sniff. It was a candle. And I thought, I can't really smell that.
Mm.
And I could pick up a real faint kind of lemon.
Mm.
But it was really faint. And apparently everybody else is going, oh, my God, it's so strong.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. So then I spent the next day going around sniffing things.
Yeah.
And I realised that actually, yeah, my sense of smell appears to be dissipating, shall we say.
I haven't noticed anything quite so dramatic, but I don't remember being asked about it either by a doctor or a neurologist. Have they asked you it since that first time?
I actually think first it was my Parkinson's educator.
Oh, okay.
At first. Nobody's really mentioned it since, but you keep reading about it every time you look up Parkinson's. It talks about sense of smell and you're just like, oh, yeah.
It's funny, eh? Because I think, my trajectory with Parkinson's has been really different from what is supposed to happen.
So it's up there with all those other fun symptoms like, you know, constipation.
Yeah. I get asked about that a lot. But by the neurology people. But it's one of those ones that annoy me because I'm always hearing it from, you know, kind of educators, Parkinson's New Zealand. It's what's supposed to happen. And I'm like, but.
And then they go, and everybody is different.
Yeah.
Everyone's journey is different and everybody is affected in different ways.
But
so can you stop telling us this is what we're supposed to have?
I know, but apparently it is quite common amongst the Parkinson's community, but also quite like by the doctor community, not really considered that much of an issue because they don't. Lots of people say it's they don't get lots of empathy about it.
It made me feel really strange. I mean, it's up there with, I suppose, when you think about the other specifically what are supposed to be Parkinsonian issues, they go, how are your movements? And you're like, oh, yeah, I think I've got a bit of dyskinesia. No, I meant your movements.
Your bowel movements.
And I was like, I don't know what you mean. Oh, you mean going to the toilet?
Yeah.
And then I eventually, it took ages to realise, oh, that's what they meant. Because nobody went, I mean when you go and have a poo. It's like, be specific, people.
Yeah, yeah. I have actually been they specifically asked me about bowel movements. Oh, no, they often say, have you been experiencing any constipation? I'm like, no. And they go, I think the thing with smell is it's smell and it's but with your sense of smell, because it's so connected to memory, that can be a bit of grief around losing it.
The thing that's upset me was I grow freesias, the flower, not the cows, and that would be quite difficult. I grow lots of freesia flowers in the garden, primarily because I adore their scent and they're one of my favourite things, and I love the smell of them in the spring when they come up, and I've grown lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of them in the garden, and I was like, oh, I can pick them and I can put them in the house, and I went out and I thought, oh, this flower smells of nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to my husband, hey, that smells really good, doesn't it? Because I thought, if I tell him I can't smell it, he won't say anything. I said, this smells really nice, eh? And he was like, oh, yeah, it's lovely. Now I just went, I can't smell it. And I think he felt a bit tricked. But I said to him, you know, would you have told me the truth? And he was like, oh, I don't know.
Can you always not smell it? Or have you gone back and smelled it?
I can smell mint. Flowers?
Oh, you can smell mint.
Yeah, it's not as strong as it was, but I can smell it. And I've been doing a lot of gardening over the weekend, and I was like, I can smell the fresh air. You know, you can kind of smell the air. Mm. And I clearly haven't lost it completely. But it's on its way, I think.
There is some evidence to show that you can help it a little bit by smell training. Which is
sounds interesting.
It doesn't sound very
I've got enough to do already, you know.
But I think going out and smelling the flowers in your garden and being in the fresh air is probably a good thing.
Well,
I mean, good for your mental health otherwise.
Yeah, they say it's good for you. I kind of reward myself with like half an hour's gardening. I can sense already that some people are out there going, oh my goodness, I can't think of anything worse. But I really enjoy that. That's what makes floats my boat.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, eh? Like finding the thing that you enjoy. And whether that's gardening or dancing or singing at the top of your lungs.
Oh, yeah, all of those things. You see, singing as well. I've lost my voice a little bit. Not completely, but, I mean, songs that I used to be able to sing with no issue at all. Because I'm a bit loud and I like to sing.
Oh, really?
And now my voice will break. Oh, I can't hit the note and I just sound absolutely tragic.
Do you know what I've noticed with voice? You don't sound tragic anyway, Kitty, just to say.
Well, I tell myself to sing anyway because I know that they say to just do it, the old LSVT loud thing, you know. But,
I've noticed when sometimes I get a tremor in my voice. Have you noticed?
Well, I think that's kind of, when I try and sing higher notes, it kind of breaks and,
I feel like that. It feels kind of like it's shaky, my voice. It's really a strange sensation. Yeah. But maybe we can talk about voice next time.
That could be an interesting idea.
Yeah.
It smells like a good idea.
I smell a challenge. No, we're trying to stretch that one. Oh, dear. Yes, but
I'm back to thinking about the way I walk now.
Are you?
Yeah.
The gait. Why are you thinking about that?
Because we're talking about singing and we're talking about smells. And I came in this morning talking to Emma about a song I used to love by the Cramps.
That's
In the Way I Walk, which was so much fun. And I said I was in a bad mood and I put it on the radio on the way in. And it just made me laugh and smile. And I could smell the dirty old nightclub that I used to dance in.
It was a good tune.
Even though I can't smell it myself, the memory is still there.
These are the ones that we need. You're going back to is a great thing to do.
Yeah.
And I think that music is another one that's really cool for
back
our
to
brains.
The phono. Yeah,
back to the future.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. They were good times. And I think that kind of stuff is something that you have to hold on to sometimes.
Definitely.
Yes. So, yeah, good music.
Good times,
smells.
Good laughter.
Smelly candles, if you can smell them.
Smell some lemons.
I did notice this year, actually, on the subject of candles and lemons, that I turned 50 last year, and clearly the go-to gift for a 50-year-old woman is a candle.
So you've got lots of candles to
I
go home and
so
smell.
So many of them.
Oh, well, happy sniffing the candles, Kitty.
Oh, I do enjoy sniffing. I do love a good candle, yes.
Lovely.
Have you noticed anything like that?
Not in terms of gifts.
Not in terms of gifts. Well, you're not ancient like me.
I'm
you're not
3 years
50. I mean, come on.
What's your number? I'm a 1978 baby.
I'm 27 years old, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, I got to 27 and decided I was not going to get any older.
I was like that at 20. 20 was my best year.
But everybody says 21 again, and I was like, no, I'm not 21, I'm 27.
So I'm a bit older than you at 27. I'm 47.
You're 47?
Yeah, I'm 47.
Oh, gosh, you're so old, man.
Yeah, I am. And on that note,
and then we go to a Parkinson's thing and discover that actually we're not.
We're quite young.
That is the one good thing about having Parkinson's, though, isn't it, Emma? Mm.
What's that?
That everybody, you know, you'll tell someone you've got Parkinson's and they look at you in horror and go, oh, but you're so young.
Yeah, yeah. It's a way to make us feel young.
It is. And I think that's quite good. So, yeah, I mean, Parkinson's symptoms, pretty grim. But, yeah, the smell thing has made me feel a little bit strange. Mm. And I wish it were different, but it isn't. And I just have to, it's another thing to add to the list of things to cope with and deal with.
Mm, yeah, totally. And it kind of, you're not feeling too depressed about it, though, are you? Are you doing okay?
I felt strange when I realised it had happened. Mm. And like I say, it's not every day it seems to come and go, and I've read that's normal too.
Yeah.
But I just try and get on with it as best I can, like we always do, and I suppose I'll just have to, yeah.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
I'd say, you know, go smell the roses, but yes. I can't smell them.
So, so find something you can smell.
Yeah, wake up and smell the coffee. Oh, wait, hang on.
Can you smell coffee?
I'm just going to sniff it. I've got a cup of tea in front of me. I can actually detect the scent of tea.
Lovely.
There you go. That's good.
Progress. Can you smell your microphone?
I can definitely smell the microphone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
that
there you go.
Smell my microphone. Yeah. I can't smell anything.
What was it they say? Kiss me where it smells funny.
What?
You've not heard that?
No, what does that mean?
Oh, I'm clicking. Forget I said anything. Emma, it has, as always, been an absolute pleasure discussing the scent of life with you.
And you too, Kitty. Thanks for listening, everybody. Kakiti anō.
See you next time.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for Radio Broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.